announcing that we're going to award nearly $500 million to those institutions who are doing it best in all 50 states, using existing money to create opportunity for hardworking folks like you.
All right, the president announcing job grants. What does it mean? $600 million, actually, in grant programs. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Getting ready for, or actually we're in the middle of Passover and Holy Week coming up, Good Friday, and of course Easter is a very, very big holiday. We're going to talk about a couple of different things coming up here on the show, including next, in our very next segment, we're going to talk to Joy Brighton about what just happened in New York City when they disbanded a program to chase after certain terrorists through a system of chasing down Sharia-ism type people. I'll explain, as will Joy, in our next segment. She's written an interesting book. But the job grants announced, the amount of money announced by Obama, $600 million, to flush this out a little bit more. They're talking about preparing the workforce for jobs. That's what that is, right? And so the grants are designed, they say, to bring any academic institutions and businesses closer together to help them prepare the workforce for what would have gone unfilled. So that money is already in the federal budget, because the first thing I thought when they said that was, where's this money coming from? But it was budgeted already. And they were actually at a community college outside of Pittsburgh to make the announcement. And they say, you know, the president's trying to say too many people, if they're lucky, you know, to have a job, they're working harder and harder to get ahead. So we've got to have an economy to grow from the for the top down, but from the middle class out. And so now the new push, you can see this with the midterm elections coming up, is for job training programs, and that's going to be their urgent thing to keep pace with technology. And they're outlining some ways to that they've tried to do it in the past, and trying to bridge the gap between community colleges, private sector jobs, and blah blah blah, and healthcare, because healthcare, of course, is the new frontier, since so many people are baby boomers and aging and all that sort of stuff. And in the meantime, the Republican-controlled House passed legislation, if you remember, last year to consolidate federal job programs, but the Senate hasn't voted on it. It's that whole skills, training, all that kind of stuff. And they were pushing for this last week. They were pushing to sign the bill. So it's interesting, because the money's already been allocated. The grant programs just allow the president to bypass Congress. That's convenient, isn't it? Like the executive order, this is just a different path. And he said he's going to have to do that when it's necessary. But this time we're not calling it an executive order. We're just calling it, oh, it's found money. It's already been earmarked, and this is what we're doing. We're figuring out a way to get around it. How about that? That's a good way of saying it. So there you go. Your tax dollars at work, in some sense, I'm sure. In the meantime, there are so many other things going on. We can zig and zag in a couple of different directions. And, of course, as we're known to do here on America Tonight, we will do that. And it includes the number of regulations that are on the books. Each year, there's always a list compiled on this, and it's shocking to a lot of people because they had no idea that there were so many. The Wall Street Journal just did a big piece on it. And when you think the economy's not turning fast enough, Washington set a new record in 2013 by issuing final rules that consumed 26,417 pages in the Federal Register. 26,417 pages in the Federal Register. That's crazy. So the latest tally came from, because there's a couple different places that do it. The latest numbers that came out were compiled by the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and they published this review of the 10,000, they call it the 10,000 commandments, and they go through all the gridlock, what the final rules mean, and what's been proposed and all that other sort of stuff. It's interesting because the Federal Register finished at the fourth highest total in history, where it is now. It's almost at 80,000 pages, 79,311. It sounds time-consuming, doesn't it? I mean, that's crazy. The all-time record, though, is over 81,000. And who is paying attention to all these regulations? And it's, you know, it's economically significant. The Wall Street Journal, like I said, did a piece on it. They're correct. Because it hangs people up on some of the regs that are out there. And how much is coming in with the regulations. I'm not suggesting that we don't have any, because, of course, it depends on what the regulation is and what you said, what we're specifically talking about. But for businesses, it can be so crippling. And so it can be so much of a burden. And then what happens is it gets tossed back on to goods and other services that you and I deal with. So how much are we paying in what they call a hidden tax, a regulatory hidden tax? You know what it is? Since you just pay taxes, or maybe you got some money back, I don't know, this will infuriate you. Do you know that you pay, on average, the average household pays $15,000 in hidden taxes in the regulatory aspect of it? So that would be 23% of the average income, which the average income, they say, is $65,596. That is a chunk of change. That is fruit on the tree. So what's tragic about that is, you know, it translates into fewer jobs, lower incomes, and less economic possibilities for millions, tens of millions of Americans. Because who's going to pay the cost? That's what happens. It's passed on to the consumer. It means a lot of times jobs are shed. And the regulatory compliance is ridiculous. And the impact, the economic impact, and these are government statistics, and they're generalized, but the government impact, or the economic impact, is about $1.9 trillion. That means the burden of complying with federal rules, folks, is about the annual GDP of Australia, Canada, or Italy. Wow. That's insane. Insane. Stay with us. Joy Brighton, I'm going to introduce you to her next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the depth of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Hey, everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We have some great new affiliates to tell you about across the country. Joy Brighton is with us. She's in our virtual green room. She's the author of a recently published book called Shariaism Is Here, The Battle to Control Women and Everyone Else. Man, we've been talking about it. How timely is this, given what happened in New York, which we've been talking about? So, Joy, thanks so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
All right. So, first of all, what was the impetus for you writing this book? Because of a lot of things that you've seen happening, or what was it that drove you to write this?
You know, I started thinking that I know that everyone and all my friends and a lot of people, they know something's not right, but no one seems to want to talk about it because everyone's afraid of having their names, you know, being called some nasty name or something. And I said, you know what? I got to get to the bottom of this. And I've been a champion of women's rights for a long, long time. And when I found out recently the abuse that's going on with Muslim women from new immigrant families that are coming in, who these husbands have got these women under their thumb, living like they're back in Somalia and Pakistan, I said, that's it. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. What did you find? What was, of all the things that you found out, what was the most disturbing?
I think the most disturbing is that it's actually happening here. There's a group called the Career Justice Center that reported an over a 2 years period that about 3,000 known forced marriages are happening in this country, and that's what's reported. That's what we know. So you can imagine that's just the tip of the iceberg. And it's happening because, you know, these practices are coming in and they're being justified on the basis of religion or Sharia or culture. And you know what? There is no excuse for violating women and for abusing women.
Yeah. And do you think the United States should take a much harder stand on this?
Well, I can tell you that Europe has already, you know, Europe has already taken a hard stand on this. Europe has realized that, look, there's Islam, the religion, protected under the theme of religion. And then there's something called Shariaism, which is the political movement of radical Islam. Shariaism. It's like communism, apartheid. They want their way to be our way. It's pure control, and they start with control of their women. So one of the things that Europe has actually been doing is they're putting in laws in place to criminalize forced marriages. You would think you wouldn't need a law like that, but actually do need a law like that. And about 8 different countries now have either banned the burqa completely countrywide or just in a region because it is, it's had lots of debates. It is the marker of radical Islam. It is the marker of Shariaism. It has nothing to do with religion. It has everything to do with control.
Yeah, I agree with you on the control issue, and you certainly, when you talk about Europe, France really was leading the cry on that, and there was definite blowback, but they didn't care. They continued to try to say, listen, we're not gonna stand for this. And then we get wind of something that we talked about a ton on the show because it just happened: the fact that the New York Police Department is discontinuing their surveillance program, which was focusing on the mosques, because I know some cops that said they were getting leads. They were going to these to find these terrorism enterprises in some of these Muslim neighborhoods. So what do you make of this? Do you think this is a bad idea or what?
You know, I think we need to really start looking at the words that we're using, because we're getting skewered over words. And here's the fact of the matter is that we are not spying on Muslims. We are spying on Sharia. These people are terrorists. These people are radical Islamists. That's who we are after. This is not about religion. We had judges, we had a judge just recently in February in New Jersey, same suit, you know, a suit about, oh, wait, you're spying on mosques. The guy says, you know, the judge said, listen, this is completely constitutional. This has nothing to do with religion. This has everything to do with trying to root out radicalism, and unfortunately, we know it's there. So, you know, this is not about Muslims. This is about Sharia, and that's the new language that we need to start using. These are people who are members of a political group called Radical Islam, and they want their way to be our way. And, you know, unfortunately, we know for a fact that they do hide in mosques. I mean, you know, we've got imams all over the country, and if you pick up a copy of the book, you'll read about some unbelievable things that some of these imams are saying about, you know, that this is, you know, we've got to get rid of America, and they're very, very anti-American. And, of course, the reason why, unfortunately, we have to look in these mosques, because mosques are protected, and so what a great place to hide.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. We've talked about this a lot. So I say on the show, there's power in numbers. You need to get involved, and you need to start talking about this. I think you agree, and I think you talk about the same thing. It's all about picking up that phone, sending the email, doing the phone tree, isn't it, and knocking on the door of your representative to try to make a change or at least have a discussion on this, don't you think?
Listen, this is all about political debate, okay? We need to start talking about this. The reason why, you know, you've got these crazy, like, communism and apartheidism and Shariaism, because they shut down criticism. This is what they do. This is what totalitarian movements do. And we cannot let that happen because we believe in free speech. And this is serious issues that we need to talk about. But again, I think one of the things I say about my book is let's be very clear with words. Okay? Islam is a religion. Shariaism is not a religion. It's a political movement of control. And that's how we need to start, so we don't get tripped up anymore. That's how we need to start talking about it. And, yeah, the first step is talking about it, exactly what they don't want us to do.
Yeah. What are your friends? So this book comes out, and you've got friends in New Jersey, New York. What do they say?
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, you know, I'm at this. I'm doing this in part because I really believe, you know, I'm a women's rights champion, and I that's really my angle. And I'm very, very concerned about what's happening to women in this country under the cover of religion or whatever. So friends of mine, you know, some from New York, very liberal, okay, but they get that. They do, if you say it the right way, they do get, that's not good. I don't want women to be abused for any reason. And then that's kind of a good way to start the conversation because, listen, who believes in the abuse and violence of women, okay? Except some, you know, it's a very easy way to get into this conversation.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I want to tell the people a little bit about your background, too. I mean, listen, Joy was a Wall Street trader. We could pick your brain on that someday. But and then you dove into this, and as you mentioned, you're very active as far as women's rights are concerned. At one point, you had partnered up with Save the Children. So I guess what I'm saying is if people are critical of you, if you find that happening, it's easy for you to say, look, it's as you've been mentioning throughout this, it's about the words. And certainly if somebody looks into your background, they can see other things that you've done. Do you think that helps you a little bit? Because, you know, in this country, it's about labeling, and that's part of the problem of this whole word thing.
It is part of the problem of this whole work. I hope it's going to help me. I mean, so far, I think, you know, I've gotten a very, very positive response. Because, you know, even people who up to this point don't even want to deal with this issue, if you talk about it in those terms, you really separate the religion from politics, you really talk about the abuse of women. You know, I mean, it's people can understand it. People can start to think about it and say, I see you have a point there. So I think, I'm hoping it's going to help me because I'm not a right-wing crazy person. Frankly, I don't think anybody out there on the right wing is crazy. I'm a left-wing crazy person. You know, and I don't believe in that we should be controlled by anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're right. And that's what I'm saying, that people, that's what automatically comes up for sure. Joy Brighton, fun to talk to you. Pick up a copy of the book. It's very enlightening. Shariism is here, The Battle to Control Women and Everyone Else. You can pick it up all over the place, including going to Joy's website, joybrighton.com. Joy, thanks for coming on the show. All right, so it's interesting, you know, in that conversation with Joy, talking about words, and I think she makes a good point there in defining it as Shariaism and things that she located and things that she found in digging through her book, some unbelievable things happening in this country. And she also talks about the finance side of it, because, you know, it's all about the follow the money and follow the money into disaster. We know that from 9/11. And this Sharia Islamic law is not the same law that we think of to protect citizens, but rules basically to dominate and control Muslims. And Muslim rules are things that she talks about, like Muslim women are the property of men, polygamy, forced child marriages, death to lots of different people for certain reasons, obligation to wage holy war. We get this, right? So I like the idea that she pulls the toxicity out of it to say, this is what this is. That's what Sharia law is. This is what this means. This is why. This is what we're seeing. I mean, Muslims have religious banking requirements, and if you create investments according to Sharia law, 1.2 billion Muslims loaded with oil money in their pockets, as she says, would absolutely beat a path to Wall Street, and then what? Hang with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
From all of us in America tonight, and here on the GCN Network, a good time to remind everybody that, and I know a lot of you already do this, you've asked me about it, if you want to download the shows, you have different hours, you want to listen to them over the weekend or when you're running or doing whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully to relax at some point, you can download any of the America Tonight shows or anything else, by the way, any of the other great shows on GCN. Just go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, and you'll see it all there. Just download them, poof, just like that, and you can listen whenever you want to. It's amazing what we can do with technology these days. But still, the good old-fashioned email finds its way to us here on the show. Once again, the mailbag is overflowing, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Harry, who says, Kate, very sad about that ferry, and I agree with you. When you are in trouble, it's not to say that people aren't trying to help you around you, but if it seems as though they're telling you to stay put, you see a ship is sinking, you might be scared, but the thing to do is grab the nearest lifeboat. Jump in that lifeboat if you can. And if not, make sure you at least have a life jacket on and just go for it. Just get into the water because you know that rescue efforts are underway. In the case of the ferry, there were boats that were coming around, and that is your best chance of survival. You know, we could do a whole show on it. In fact, we will. And actually, we have. We've had lots of incredible guests on. David Nance is one of the best guys at this. He speaks all over the world. I'm sure he has to turn down speaking gigs because he couldn't be in 10 different places at once. And what does he tell you about being safe and what happens when something happens? What do you do? How do you handle it? How do you take charge? You take charge is what you do. You know, sadly, when 9/11 happened, and I certainly don't blame anyone for this, but it's shocking. It's a panic situation. Who knows what it is? At first, nobody knew what it was. So you're in the second tower, and they're telling people. In a lot of the businesses, they're telling people, they're announcing, just be calm. They're going to help us. Rescue's on its way. But guess what? Rescue was on its way. People were valiant and brave and unbelievable trying to help others. So many firemen, so many others, rescue workers. But then the buildings collapsed. And you know the whole rest of the story. So there was somebody that I knew that was in the second building who, that's what they were told. He was on one of the higher floors. Don't worry. There's people are coming, so we just don't need to rush into the street because if only the one building had, only the one tower, rather, had been hit. But everything's okay? No. He got up immediately, tried to persuade some others in his office, which some did, to leave the building. Let's go. Let's move. I don't care what they're saying. Let's go. And sure enough, he watched when he turned his back and was walking toward the Brooklyn Bridge. He watched the building fall. Every situation's different, but you have to be, I think, in a boat, in a hotel. And this isn't a lecture, but I think in those places, you look for the exits and you just in the back of your mind, you're not paranoid. You just figure out, what do I do if I have to get out of here? What do I do to protect my family, myself, whatever. What kind of move do I have to make? And, you know, I don't know that I would have thought that way before, but I do. I do now. I make sure, okay, if I can help other people, I can look around. I know what I have to at least try to do. All right, here's another one from Peter, who says, hi, Kate, happy Easter to you. I was wondering if you celebrate with an Easter basket still. I know a lot of adults do that. It's funny because when I go to the store, I see nothing but hundreds of different baskets. I got to tell you, I feel like a Pavlovian dog. I just start to salivate when I see all the chocolate. I do have my favorite Easter candies. It's the marshmallows. You know what I'm talking about. The Peeps. Ugh, the Peeps. I don't eat the Peeps at all. Are you kidding? I don't even know if I ever got marshmallows when I got Easter baskets. No, I don't have an Easter basket now. I like, especially because I'm just trying to just stay away from candy. I like, if I was going to eat something from an Easter basket, like those malt balls, you know, the milk balls, ugh, they're just deadly. It's what I call wood chipper food because you just inhale it. You're psh, psh. How many of those things did I eat? You mean I was only going to have in moderation, like a 4? Now I've eaten 400. So that would be my thing. Not the giant chocolate, like the bunny with the hollow ears. Yeah, not any of that kind of stuff. I know it was cool when you're a kid and you go and find Easter eggs, do the Easter egg hunt, or you have to hunt for the baskets. I think that's pretty cool. We had to do that when we were kids. We had to hunt for the baskets. Okay, this one is from Jill. Kate, I just started listening to the show. My husband's listened to the show for a long time. I have a new schedule at work. I wanted to hear what this was all about, and I like the show. I have to tell you, the midterm elections, I'm concerned. I think that really, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I don't have views for most of the politicians. I'm not trying to pile on and just join the club because it's so easy to beat people up that are there in Washington now. But frankly, I think it's pretty obvious to see the job that they're doing. there's too much of running around and manipulation. I think they need to boil it down to a couple of issues, and you've talked about this, to a couple of issues and things they want to accomplish instead of trying to do so much. What do you think? Well, I think part of the problem is you represent a certain group of people. So you represent the people in Minnesota, you represent the people in Texas, you represent the people in Florida and California, and you have their interests. You're representing them. It's we the people, remember? So you have that in your mind, and then you have these big issues, these federal issues that affect all of us that you have the stake in the vote in the House or in the Senate, and it's stuff like immigration, health care, which we see what's happened with health care, and a slew of other very, very important things. And I think the focus should be on those very, very important things and then the others. You know, you break out into committees, which we already have. And I think that there should be an agenda, but try to set an agenda with all the different interests there are. That's the other part of the problem. It would be better. I think tackling issues strategically, tactically, to go after it and create a strategy, I think to, if there were, this is what we're going to go after. It's like the Supreme Court. Okay, so that's the Supreme Court, the ultimate judgment in the land, right? The buck stops here. This is it. We're hearing the case. They take so many on, and then the ruling, the opinion comes out, you know, after that. Now, that's the law, different than making the laws. I get that. And there's many more minds at work here, so there are some natural tendencies to have problems in certain areas. But I'm gonna go back to what one congressman told me, Sarbanes. He said he thought the problem was this giant hatred that people talk about. The problem is nobody lives in Washington. So they're there for a couple of days, boom, they're gone. They're back to wherever it is they came from, gone, boom, in, out. And he felt that if more families like they used to came to Washington, they stayed in Washington, there'd be more socializing, more conversation, more work getting done, and then less scattering to the wind, for whatever that's worth. Okay, next one. We're going to squeeze in another one, at least maybe one or two. This one from Fred, who says, getting a lot of first-timers here. Listening to you on WFLN, love the station, love you. And I have to say that one of the more annoying things that has happened with this presidency, and I'm not anti-Obama, I'm not pro-Obama by any stretch of the imagination. I think one of the more infuriating things is they're always trying to defensively blame other people for what has ever come out of this administration. And it doesn't make any sense unless they're very, very thin skin. What do you think, Kate? Well, what I think is there is a thin skin in the White House. I think the problem is they come in, they say, we're going to be transparent. They're not. I mean, even the media, the most liberal of media members, says they're not transparent. But we have no idea. So it's anything but that. And so maybe they set themselves up for failure. We're going to be the most transparent organization ever, the administration ever. And then they're not. And they don't want to tell everything. They don't want to give the who, what, where, when's, and why. And every day it's that same dance in the White House at the press briefings. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. All right, one last one, and this one comes to us from Al. And Al says, Kate, I just wanted to offer this up. Happy Easter to everyone. It's a tragedy what happened in Kansas City. God bless those people. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Hate is a bad thing all the way around. Good sentiment. You can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. And those 3 people in Brainerd. And for what? For a little bit of money. There's more to life than a little money, you know. Don't you know that? And here you are. And it's a beautiful day.
Probably 17 years since Fargo was released with the Fargo accent. And here we are at the tail end of the show. Fargo has been reinvented on one of the networks. I want to say it's FX. And Billy Bob Thornton is one of the lead actors in this new Fargo. And here's what he had to say about being part of this project.
And Noah Hawley had written a beautiful pilot. It was just, the writing was so good. And what he did was he managed to capture the tone and the spirit of the Coen Brothers movie without imitating them. He made a new animal, and yet it still seems like Fargo. And what it really is it's kind of what happens in that area of the country after the movie, you know. So it's different characters, different story, but the same tone as the movie.
All right. I love the Minnesota exaggerated accent. Nathan Reeder, our technical director, is right there at the mothership in the middle of the Minnesota accent. Do you think Fargo nails it or exaggerates it or what?
Well, it's interesting. I was working a show that is based solely in North Dakota this morning, and all of those kids are kind of upset because those are Minnesota accents. Those aren't even North Dakota accents, and it's kind of it's kind of true, kind of. But yeah, they're everywhere, and it is funny how most of them don't even realize they have it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Swedes that settled in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. The Scandinavians, Swedish, Denmark, Finland, Norway, a lot of those people when they came to the United States, and I think that's how they got that mixture of what their original accent was, their original language mixed with English, and that's what you got.
Oh, yeah.
I got to love it. I love the movie Fargo, I have to say. I did. I just thought it was great. And now that it's being reinvented, I think it's going to do really well. I think the ratings are going to be pretty huge for it. It's just one of those interesting movies. Crazy movie, but really interesting movie, I think, to watch. And part of the lure of that was the kookiness, the ridiculousness of it, but also the Frances McDormand, who was great, and also the over-exaggerated accent. It's interesting in the United States. Somebody comes to the United States from another country, and they always say English is just the hardest language to learn. And you think, well, of course, that's what we speak. Are you kidding me? And you think of all the other languages out there, but it totally makes sense because part of the problem is the fact that we do have so many different dialects, and also there is so much to the local colloquialisms and the things that we say in one part of the country and even just the state that we don't say in other parts of the country, and then those people who come here have no idea what that means because it's not just one word fits all. It's like 25 words fit the description of the same thing, and you don't always know what those 25 words are, which is I think which makes us so incredibly unique in America, that's what you get. Not that there's not different voices or dialects or whatnot in other countries, because there is a certain way to speak in Spain. You could be in the southern region and it's a little bit different, but it's still not as dramatic. It's not as dramatic, I think, as it is in the United States, where you just go a couple of towns even over, or certainly when you leap to different states, and you can really, really, really pick it up. I mean, we were talking about this off the air, but lately there always is. I mean, probably for the past 5 years since I've been on the GCN network, we've talked about different ways people have been hacked into. We've had the head of McAfee on, who says, you know, they estimate how many viruses a minute are coming through, and all the different types of ways to trick people and what ultimately happens. Well, there's a Canadian cyber crime unit that's arrested and charged a 19-year-old Ontario man for allegedly hacking into the tax agency using the Heartbleed internet security bug. So Stephen Arturo Solis Reyes was picked up at his house on Tuesday. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said that, you know, there was no scuffle or incident, but they seized the computer equipment and all that stuff. And they found that he was using this with Heartbleed. He stole 900 Social Security numbers. It was the first known case of a hacker taking advantage of the security flaw for malicious purposes. And it shows the vulnerability from a fault in an open SSL, which is a widely used security protocol that encrypts internet traffic for a bunch of websites. And they say, too, that it's going to get worse and it'll slow the internet to a crawl. So then it becomes, what can you do? That's what people always want to know. What can I do? You know, it's one of those things now everybody has to spend money on, internet security, but how safe are you? You think, well, wait, I've got the security. I've got Norton or McAfee or whatever it is you have. And what do you do? So once that happens, there's not much an average web user can do about it. But there's some things that you can do. The number one thing is, for sure, when you're on the internet, well, first of all, I think you're careful of what you put out there, obviously. But you also look at things like, what are you doing? What are you using to source information, right? And are you affected by it? They say that it's likely the answer is yes, that some sites that you use frequently have the bug. But it doesn't mean your information is taken, but they have the bug. So 47 of the web's top 1,000 websites use SSL. They were vulnerable to it. 628 susceptible to Heartbleed. It's been around for 2 years. So Facebook, Yahoo, Tumblr, Amazon.com, they've rolled out fixes, and others are working on that to try to make that happen. But the thing you have to worry about, your credit card information, your bank, the passwords, which passwords do you change? And I think you got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about what passwords that you use. And never keep it, you know, where you click on it and you keep it. Remember the password. That's a common thing people do. You don't do that. Never, never, never do that. And change those passwords. I mean, people don't think about it. They have passwords that are so simple to crack. They just put the numbers with an obvious, with like their name. Heartbleed. It's always something new, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.